Greetings, brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. I am thankful once more this morning to be able to share a little thought from the scripture with you. Thankful for Brother Andrew and his efforts to supply this need to his people. There's a scripture we would like to look at this morning and ask the blessings of God's word upon. It is in Matthew chapter 26 and verses 31 and 32. The scripture says this, "Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee." The thought we want to title it is this, Why Galilee? A journey to a place appointed. The Lord is getting ready to go to his crucifixion, and he gives instructions to his disciples. They don't really understand the fact that he is going to be crucified, that he would be put to death, and that he would raise again on the third day. But he makes an interesting statement here. He tells them, after he rises from the dead, he will go before them into Galilee. When you look at the journey that they would have to take, we understand that they would be walking on this journey, and the journey from where they're at this current time to Galilee would probably be a 5 to 7 day journey. So if they would leave right after he was crucified, you will understand why he would say, I will go before you into Galilee, because as he was raised from the dead, he would be able to be in Galilee waiting for them when they got there, not having to go behind and catch up with them. When we read throughout the scriptures, it's good if we can look in the different gospels and we can bring this picture together. If you go to Mark chapter 16, and we'll start with verse 1, it says, "And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun." If we drop down to verse 5, it says this, "And entering into," "And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you." So the Lord is sending these women a message to send unto the disciples. And the message is this, I have a desire to meet you, and I have a desire to meet you in Galilee. He has gone before you. And they make sure they say this, as he said, a desire, he had a desire to meet you there, as he said unto you. So it is to remind them that this is what Jesus has already told them before he was crucified, that I am going to rise again and I will meet you in Galilee. As we continue on, if you go back into Matthew chapter 28 and 5, we pick up the same story. It says, "And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which is crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." So this angel is confirming the message to the women that Jesus is going before them into Galilee. And it is in that place that they will see him. Verse 8, "And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." So we see not only does the Lord send an angel to speak to the women with a message to send unto his disciples, but Jesus himself appears to these women He stops them. He communicates with them. And in his communication, he says, I want you to tell my disciples this. They should go to Galilee. And when they get to Galilee, I will see them there. So over and over, the Lord is allowing them to understand this important principle, that his desire is to meet them one more time, or once again, and the place that he desires to meet them is to in Galilee. When we come to Luke chapter 24, we won't read the whole scripture for the sake of time, but Jesus meets two men on the road to Emmaus. When they're walking on the road to Emmaus, they understand something is going on as he is opening the scripture unto them. They make the statement, their hearts did burn within them. So when they come to the understanding this has been Jesus who's been talking to them, they rise up and they rush to Jerusalem. Why Jerusalem? Because that's where the disciples are. At this time, the apostles have already heard the message from the women that Jesus is risen from the dead, but they really don't believe the women. Also, they've received this message. Jesus wants to meet you, and the place he wants to meet you is in Galilee. But they never listen to that part either. They never start a journey. They remain in Jerusalem, wondering what is going on. When these men return to the apostles, they get there and they tell them what they have experienced and said, surely what the women have said is the truth. We have seen him also. He appeared to us and he opened up the scriptures to us. While they're talking to him, Jesus appears to them, and then he starts to open the scripture to them. He allows them to understand that this is what he had been trying to tell them, that they were not able to receive, that according to the scriptures, that he would have to be crucified, that he would die, be buried, and that he would raise again on the third day. And then he makes a statement. It's in verse 47. We're still looking at the scriptures in Luke chapter 24. And he makes this statement. We'll read verse 46 and 47. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So he gives them a little bit more information here, and he allows them to understand that when the gospel begins, the beginning point for the gospel to go forth to all nations is the city of Jerusalem. What we have to understand is this, they are still in Jerusalem. So what does it mean, or what did he mean by the fact that he had told them to go to Galilee, when here, when he finally does appear to them, he gives them instructions and allows them to know that it beginning in Jerusalem is where the gospel will go forth throughout the whole world. When we go a little bit farther in the scripture, we can go to John chapter 20 and verse 26. In this scripture, it says this, and after 8 days again, his disciples were within. Where were they at? They're still in this room in Jerusalem. So they've not made any journey. They're still in that condition, knowing that Jesus is rose from the dead, not completely understanding exactly what is going on. And it says this in John chapter 20 and verse 26. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the door being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. So it's 8 days later, and all the disciples, the apostles, they are still in Jerusalem. Then if we go to Matthew 28 and verse 16, we find an interesting scripture. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. So here we are, more than 8 days later. Jesus has appeared to them a couple times. He's instructed them. He's told them things. He has sent women to give them instructions. He has sent angels to the women to give them instructions. And in all the instructions, he had asked them to do something. He had asked them to make a journey back to Galilee, and that in Galilee that he would meet them there. So now we find Matthew 28:16, this word then, after all these things have happened, They finally understand that they need to make a journey to a place appointed to them. And that place appointed is Galilee. So they start the journey to Galilee. When we go to John chapter 21 and bring this into the scripture, it says this in John 21 and verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. This ties in with Matthew 28:16, where they are now back in Galilee. In verse 14, it tells us this. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. So Jesus' instructions from the very beginning and his desire was that the disciples, once he was crucified, that they would take a journey, that when they got to Galilee, that Jesus would be there there to meet with them. Then we go to Luke chapter 24. One more scripture to kind of tie this thought together and really to ask ourselves the question. In Luke 24 and verse 49, it says this, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was passed from them and carried up into the heavens. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen." So then, this is the question we want to ask today, and we're going to really leave it as a question, giving you something to ponder on, something to think about, to pray about, to ask yourself this question: why did the Lord desire for them to meet him in Galilee? What we see is they did not understand what he was saying, and he finally had to appear in Jerusalem to get their attention. He sends instructions. He had left instructions, but he had to go himself to Jerusalem and appear to them in Jerusalem, although his desire was for them to meet him in Galilee. Once he gets them their attention and gives them more instructions, he tells them once more, "I need to meet you in Galilee." And then the apostles take this journey. When they take the journey, they journey up to Galilee. Like I said earlier, it may have taken a week to get there. When they get there, Jesus appears one more time to them and starts to give them more instructions. And part of the instructions that he gives them is this: now that I have you in Galilee, I need you to go back to Jerusalem, because it is in Jerusalem that you will be endued with power from on high, and it is in Jerusalem that the gospel must first be preached. It has to begin in Jerusalem. So then we're left with this question: if the gospel is going to go forth from Jerusalem, and it is while they tarry in Jerusalem that they will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, why was it so important for Jesus to have them meet him in Galilee? And why is it, when we read the story, we find this clue there, that they start in Jerusalem, they travel to Galilee. Once they are in Galilee, they travel back to Jerusalem. It is in Jerusalem they see Jesus, or right outside of Jerusalem, they see Jesus for the final time. And he leaves them and instructs them not to go to Galilee again, not to wait in Galilee, but he instructs them that it is in Jerusalem. This is the place they need to be. Well, this actually was the place that they were at when he met them. But there was something to this story that they were not going to be allowed to wait in Jerusalem the whole time, that it was important for them to make a journey to a place that was appointed of the Lord. And at a place appointed was Galilee. So just a short thought this morning. We will go into more detail tomorrow, but the question remains, the question we can ponder on today is this: why is it that Jesus so desired that they would go to Galilee. And when we look at this, it's good to ask ourselves this question also. Do we need to take a journey? Is there somewhere that the Lord desires for us to go to prepare us for what is up ahead? May the Lord bless you all. I pray that He would give you a good day. I realize the message is a little bit later in the day for many of you than usual, but it is early in the morning here in America. May the Lord bless each and every one of you. We love you and pray God's blessings upon your life. God bless.